69.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the history of rock and roll from a vinyl point of view. In a world where B-sides and album cuts predominate, along with, at times, some not-so-subtle commentary, involving everything from the blues of the 30s to today's newest releases. We've been tasked with a massive responsibility, the origins of the music we love. So let's get started. We're continuing the Ohio Homegrown Rock and Roll series with more from what was an incredible year. One that, as we've already presented, gave us the Glass Harp and James Gang. We start this installment of the Garage with the third big deal band of 69, The Damnation of Adam Blessing. This Cleveland band recorded three LPs for United Artists from 1969 to 1971, and upon changing their name to Glory, released one for the UA subsidiary Avalanche in 1973. An excellent band that found some traction nationally and is still considered to be one of Ohio's finest contributions to the 70s hard rock scene. Their first self-titled offering included, probably because the label insisted, a cover of the Monkees' Last Train to Clarksville. Now, normally I would run away from anything a record label made a band record, but this time it's good. It works.
We'll be right back.
all-time favorite Damnation cut was another cover, a song whose subject was a post-nuclear war world, Morning Dew, written by Bonnie Dobson in 1961 and, it seems, covered by nearly everyone.
Please walk me out in the morning dew, my honey. And walk you out in the morning dew, sorry. And walk you out in the morning.
Now
The B-side to Morning Dew was Cookbook, a band composition that was reissued 1 year later as an A-side, as follow-up to a very successful single from the upcoming second album, Second Damnation.
Stone echoes softly on the shroud behind your mind. You feel the color warmth within you, and you know the reason why. You take a 20 karat brownie and a 50 karat stone, then you put them both together, and you never feel alone. Feed your mind. Yeah, feed your Technicolor daydream. Oh, let your mind and soul unwind. You walk a mile into a mirror. Yeah, travel sideways into time. You won't forget the things you saw there, nor the feeling that you've known. Look into my little cookbook, and you never feel alone. Feed your mind. Technicolor daydream. Oh, let your mind and soul unwind. You walk a mile into a mirror. Yeah, travel sideways into time. You won't forget the things you saw there, nor the feeling that you've known. Well, look into my little cookbook, Lord, and you never feel alone.
Aforementioned successful single, Back to the River, was also the release that got the most national traction for the band. This and all songs from Second Damnation were written in-house.
There was hope, there was peace somewhere, and I had to try.
third Damnation LP, Which is the Justice, Which is the Thief, was a bit understated as compared with the previous two. A record of ballads, orchestration, and an instrumental. The lack of any chart action caused United Artists to not re-sign the band. From that album, Sometimes I Feel Like I Can't Go On.
About a little boy, well, they took away his mind, you know, like that. They took away his only toy, and he cried them a river. But they didn't understand. Asked them for a reason. They said someday you'll be a man. Well, it made him. Everybody tell me is what I want to do. They think that they know me, baby. And I got news for you. Gonna cry you a river just to show you, just to show you where I am. They don't need no invitations. I know that. Try to hear my song. I just need some understanding, baby. Oh Lord, it's been so long, and you can cry me that river. And you know I understand that I got my invitation. You know.
Surfaced in 1973 as the band Glory, releasing one more LP on a UA subsidiary, Avalanche, along with two singles. Although the last two albums didn't represent the band or their label in the charts, they were still good, solid LPs. Better than most at the time. Here's the record's leadoff, Sunny Days, a cut that was not selected as one of the aforementioned singles, something that I think was a mistake, but
What a wine.
Never had no money, baby. Playing in a rock and roll band. The best little woman that I ever did have. The one around with some other man. My mother, she don't want me. And my father, he don't care. I got me an uncle, just wrote me a letter.
One of, if not the first in the subgenre of country rock, born here in Cleveland, was the Eli Radish Band. Signed to Capitol Records in 1969, releasing one single and one LP titled I Didn't Raise My Boy to Be a Soldier, included ex-Spontaneous Corruption bassist Danny Sheraton, and soon, country singer David Allen Coe. Here's the title cut from that album, and the title cut to Akron native David Allen Coe's Penitentiary Blues. The prison of which he writes is probably the Ohio Penitentiary in Columbus, where he spent 3 years. Coe was not in the Radish Band at the time of their LP.
10 million soldiers to the war have gone, who may never return again. 10 million mothers' hearts must break for the ones who died in vain. Head bowed down in sorrow in her lonely ears, I heard a mother murmur through her tears. I didn't raise my boy to be a soldier. I brought him up to be my pride and joy. Good day. chairs to place a musket on his shoulder to shoot some other mother's darling boy. Let nations arbitrate their future trouble. It's time to lay the sword and gun away. There'd be no war today if mothers all would say, I didn't raise my boy to be a soldier. What victory can cheer a mother's heart when she looks at her blighted home? What victory can bring her back all she cared to call her own? Let each mother answer in the years to be. Remember that her boy belongs to she. I didn't raise my boy to be a soldier. I brought him up to be my pride and joy. Dares to place a musket on his shoulder to shoot some other mother's darling boy. Let nations arbitrate their future troubles. It's time to lay the sword and gun away. There'd be no war today. Mothers all would say, I didn't raise my boy to be a soldier.
No, you're listening to 1969 in the Ohio Homegrown series, here on the Vinyl Garage.
Got there on Monday, behind this wall and all them doors. They got me doing work, woman, and I never worked before. About to blow my fuse, penitentiary blues. Give me clothes on Tuesday like I ain't never seen before. The kind of rags my mama used to scrub our kitchen floor. And funny square-toed shoes, penitentiary blues. All that marijuana, selling cocaine. Now they're taking blood tests from my heroin veins. Oh, baby, things I used to do now. I was born to lose, penitentiary blues. I miss my Main Street women. I miss my Howard Street wine. I miss the cats down on the corner. We used to have a swinging time, child. Chalking up our cues, penitentiary blues. marijuana, selling cocaine. Now they're taking blood tests from my heroin veins. Oh, baby, things I used to do now. I was born to lose penitentiary blues. Oh, yeah.
Heading south to Dayton for The Crystal Rain and the A-sides of both of their singles. Two great fuzz-laden psych cuts found on the Dayton labels Vangie and Dynamic Sound, respectively. Hey Mama and You and Me, both of which were written by the drummer Bill Bone.
Don't
This is the next stop on our tour of Ohio Homegrown with J.D. Blackfoot, a very successful group in Central Ohio that scored a contract on Philips for two singles and on Mercury for a full album, a feat not quite as rare as it was just 2 years earlier. The first single was an offbeat offering titled Who's Nuts Alfred, the success of which prompted Mercury to finance a full album titled The Ultimate Prophecy. Here's the aforementioned first single and the leadoff cut from their LP, One Time Lover.
Well, I'm gonna tell you so you can get it straight in your head. What you gonna hear when the children start putting you to bed? And before you go, you can have some milk in your high chair. And we'll even heat it up, cause it don't look too cool for a four score cat to have nightmares. Well, you ask us why we're so mixed up. And all I can say is you'll understand when you get younger, honey.
Alright.
Well, they'll tuck you in bed and they'll tell you not to worry none at all. While visions of dollar signs and threads of war drive sleep from your scotch and water eyeballs.
wasn't just rock and roll and an occasional country rock band making the rounds in Ohio. The Cleveland band The Joe Jeffrey Group proved soul and R&B was also strong. Their My Pledge of Love single topped out on the Billboard charts at number 14. A big deal for 1969. Spontaneous Corruption alum Kenny Hamlin formed the Paper Train about the same time as Danny Sheridan started Eli Radish, releasing one single on Capitol, Brother, in May of 1969. The Mineral Springs, Akron area was home to the Velvet Crest. Their Did You Ever Feel Like Kicking Yourself was the flip to their first single for Bold Rappers.
Did you ever stand on a corner and dream how it would be to be making the scene with some sweet talking girl you see heading your way? You stumbled upon the right word to say, but just when you get your courage up high, you can be too
far. Spots a sweet talking guy.
Did you ever feel like kicking yourself for letting her go? I just wanna know. Did you ever feel like kicking yourself for moving too slow? Have you ever gone to a party of sorts, forgetting the girl was the biggest sport? You look all around, find a girl to be nice, pick up a way you could break the ice. But just when you think you should ask her to dance, she's swept off feet.
Now you lost your chance.
Did you ever feel like kicking yourself for letting her go? I just wanna know. Did you ever feel like kicking yourself for moving too slow? Get it! When you get your courage up high, you can be too
far. Spots a sweet talking guy.
Did you ever feel like kicking yourself for letting her go? I just wanna know. Did you ever feel like kicking yourself for moving too slow? Have you ever gone to a party of sorts, forgetting the girl was the biggest sport? You look all around, find a girl to be nice, pick up a way you could break the ice. Just when you think you should ask her to dance, she's
swept off feet. Now you lost your chance.
Did you ever feel like kicking yourself for letting her go? I just wanna know. Did you ever feel like kicking yourself for moving too slow? Get it!
There you have it, a perfectly good hour of your life listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, undying allegiance, or complete disdain can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook/Vinyl Garage Show. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thank you.
Right, so you're not zero, you know, cheater, except some.